Hey, it's Chad and Christy live from Disney's Hollywood Studios. It is going to be the place to be if you are a Star Wars fan like us. And we are joined by Michael Roddy. He's the show director, and he's part of bringing the new experiences from Star Wars to life. I don't know, Michael, if you noticed the jacket that I'm wearing or not.
Very nice.
I have my Rebel Legion jacket on today. It seems like I'm always wearing something that has to do with Star Wars, so obviously I am very excited. Let's start with Star Tours, something that we have been on many, many, many times, and it's my understanding that we're going to be able to experience something new.
Well, that's what's amazing is, you know, there's a little Star Wars film coming out in December that everybody's really waiting for. I'm assuming you have your tickets already.
We were just... many times we can go see it that opening weekend.
That's fantastic. Well, starting right now, if you come to Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can kind of get a sneak peek, if you will, at one of the destinations in The Force Awakens. You actually can go to one of the planets as one of the new destinations on Star Tours, and you actually will interact with a couple of the characters from the new film as well.
Wow, and that's up and going now.
That's going right now.
Of course, though, it's always random. You know, when you go on there, you never really know which land you're going to go to.
You never do, but I think if you go this time right now, you might be guaranteed going to one of those planets.
We love guarantees.
Yes.
So now, on top of that innovation here at Hollywood Studios, there are going to be some new Jedi Training Academy opportunities. They're taking their training to the next step.
They are. This is Jedi Training Academy Trials of the Temple, and you actually will go into a lost temple of the Jedi Order and actually learn more about being one with the Force and learning how to be a Jedi. And you actually may encounter Darth Vader or the new Inquisitor character from Star Wars Rebels.
Yes. Very evil.
Very
the Inquisitor.
Evil. And one of the other cool things that we have coming up is called Launch Bay, Star Wars Launch Bay, where you can have an up-close encounter with either Darth Vader or Chewbacca. Ooh. And see exclusive props and costumes from not only all of the films, but The Force Awakens. And then we've got something called Path of the Jedi. Now, this is not necessarily for you guys, although you'll enjoy it. But if you don't know much about Star Wars, this is a 10-minute jump into the galaxy far, far away. It covers the entire saga and brings you up to speed and gets you ready for The Force Awakens.
Nice.
And then in early 2016, it's my understanding that we'll also be able to experience Star Wars in the Sky.
Absolutely. It's called Symphony in the Sky, a Galactic Spectacular. And what this is a fireworks show like out of this world. It features all of that amazing John Williams music that you know and love, and then some upcoming music that you haven't heard yet.
Wow. And I'm sure that there will be some Star Wars themed treats throughout the park.
That's there's
Wookiee cookies. Well, bring them on.
These cute little BB-8 little cups that are
the tumblers. Yeah, yes. Sure. And they're not much. They're not much smaller than BB-8 actually. But yeah, there's treats galore, and then also there's tons of merchandise that, you know, we have exclusive merchandise. This is the one stop shop for Star Wars. If you want to live in that world and you want to purchase from that world, come to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
And what would you say, Michael, is the thing that you were most excited about or are most excited about now?
I just love that Star Wars is it's so alive right now. It feels like it did when I was a kid. You know, that there's a new Star Wars movie coming out. Everybody's excited about it. You know, and being at Disney's Hollywood Studios during that, you can literally walk down the street and you'll hear the music from Star Wars, or you can go into Star Tours and jump on a Star Speeder and actually go to Jakku, or, you know, go and meet Chewbacca. These are things that it really is bringing that story, that mythic story to life, unlike any other.
And it's so multi-generational. That's what I think is so amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, we see entire families, younger kids that learned about Star Wars through shows like Clone Wars or Rebels, and then their fathers who watched the original. And, you know, it's one of those things where it is multi-generational. It's something that can be a shared experience for the entire family.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing better than watching a family, especially a father or a mother, watch their little Padawan learner up on the Jedi training stage, you know, coming face to face with Darth Vader and overcoming their fear.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Being one as with the Force. Right. It's wonderful.
Although our daughter, when she dresses up as Princess Leia in our group, her nickname is Dark Leia, because they say that she would have gone to the dark side
Well, you know, choose your path wisely. Michael, the force is with everyone.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. May the force be with you.
Thank you.